But it was dry there, man. They was having a drought, what I mean. It was dry and it was hot. And you know, when I wasn't driving, I didn't know what to do with my hands and my jaws and all that stuff. And I got to thinking, you know, my mama used to make us some good lunch ham sandwiches. By golly, you know, if I'd get me a loaf of bread and some lunch ham, I could make me a sandwich, and while we were riding along and she was driving, I'd be a-eating. That, man, that really tastes good. So we come to a little old town, you know, and we come to a butcher shop, and I goes in there, and he says, "What can I do for you?" I said, "Get me some lunch ham." "Oh," he said. "I tell you what," he said, "you go right up the street here, and there's a grocery store, and they'll have lunch ham." I thought, that's funny, they don't have it in a meat shop. So I goes up to this grocery store, and they said, "What can I do you for?" And I said, "I want some lunch ham." And they said, "Lunch ham? Why, there's a meat market right down the store. Go down to that meat market. They've got it." What he said he didn't have, well, he said, "You go back and tell him that you want some." And he's got it. He's holding out on you. So I goes back down there, and he said, "What can I do for you?" I said, "I want some lunch ham." He said, "I don't even know what you're talking about." He said, "You come back in the cooler, and if you see something that you think's lunch ham, you let me know." So I go back there, and here he had this great big old ring drop, that long, see? Nice big stuff. I said, "There's what I want." I said, "What's that?" He said, "That's bologna."